and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest's office has been very busy over the past few years, working to increase our state's rural communities' access to broadband internet. And recently released data is showing they are succeeding. Jim Stritzinger is director of the South Carolina Broadband Office, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Jim, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be with you.
So first of all, give us an overview of your office.
Sure thing. Well, the Broadband Office is located within the South Carolina Office of Regulatory Staff. We were formed in July of 2021, really in the middle of the pandemic, to make sure that we get internet to everybody that needs it. And so what my office does is we make investments in internet service providers, and then the ISPs actually do the work to connect individual customers.
And this funding that you have comes from state and federal?
Most notably, it's been the American Rescue Plan dollars to date. So it's federal money, but it was put in control of the state. So we manage all of those investments, and on behalf of the General Assembly, they allocated $400 million to my office. So we've gone through four different competitive grant rounds, totaling 129 separate grants. Those projects have been under construction for several years now.
All right, so let's talk about this recently released data that shows the numbers are looking pretty good for your efforts.
It's been wonderful. First of all, we're blessed with amazing internet service providers in the state. We've really had 19 different companies working in parallel. So we've brought the number of remaining locations way down. We're actually projecting to have less than 32,000 total locations in the whole state. So it's really less than 2% remaining. A research report was done by a company named Ookla. They're the global leaders in internet speed testing. And we're the only state in the United States that has what's known as a negative digital divide. In other words, you're more likely to get speeds of 120 in the rural areas than you are in the urban areas, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why it's negative then, right? Because normally internet in the cities is better than in the countryside.
Exactly right. Yeah, most states have a positive digital divide where, you know, the downtown areas always have faster speeds. But because we have embedded speed testing, and also because the new construction that's happening has all been pretty much fiber in the rural areas, the benefits to the rural communities have been amazing.
And so have these been the big major broadband companies, the telecom companies that are helping with all of this? Or are there some small regional companies, any South Carolina-based companies?
We have had 19 different companies working on South Carolina. They range in size from almost a small mom-and-pop company all the way up to a stadium naming brand. We've had electric co-ops. We've had rural telephone co-ops. The big guys. The reason that we've been going so fast is everything's been going on in parallel.
And now, a post that I saw recently that you made, I believe LinkedIn maybe, about South Carolina being involved in cables under the sea. Is this part of your office efforts as well?
Well, it's not directly part of our office efforts, but I wouldn't kid you. You know, being a nerd myself, I love when the connectivity of South Carolina really reaches global proportions. And we have a private company that's located. They've built a cable landing station in Myrtle Beach, and they are building subsea cables or have a place to terminate. It's actually called a cable landing station. And, we actually have one cable that's going 14,500 kilometers, believe it or not, on the bottom of the ocean, going from Myrtle Beach State Park all the way down to Argentina. So it's hard to comprehend that, but we have a second cable that's going 7,100 kilometers going from Myrtle Beach State Park all the way to Spain, and there's two others that are under construction, and a lot of people don't know that that's really how the internet is built. Subsea cables are what carry the data traffic in between the continents, and you know, Meta and Google are the ones paying for those cables right now, and both Meta and Google are, you know, proud contributors of the South Carolina economy. Of course, the Google data center in Berkeley County, and then the newly announced Meta data center in Aiken County. So we got a lot going on here, and it's exciting.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for the update and spending time with us.
You bet.
Jim Stritzinger is director of the South Carolina Broadband Office in Columbia. We will have a link to that posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.